This is NYNJ Real Talk with Ray and Rob.
Ray's from New Jersey.
And Rob is the New Yorker.
On this podcast, we talk about things going on in our lives and around our lives.
We turn the headphones up and the mics on because shit's about to go down. Just remember, this podcast isn't for the easily offended.
Let's go.
Let's get it. And what's good, everybody? This is your boy, Ray.
This is Rob.
And this is another episode of NYNJ Real Talk. Let's get it.
How y'all doing?
Chilling, man.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
What's going on with you, homie? Mattering?
I said, how's your life mattering this week or last week or the week before?
To me, it matters. I don't know. Maybe to some of our listeners, my life matters. But
hey, all feedback is good feedback.
Yes, sir.
Who cares if they like us or not?
I'm pretty sure half of our listener base don't like us anyway. They just listen because they like the show.
Yeah.
Just like the show, please. Black lives matter. Indian not lives matter. Does. Spanish lives matter. White people's lives matter. Police lives matter.
Everybody's lives matter, but you see, that's the whole thing that people don't comprehend. Everybody's lives matter. The only way all lives will matter is when Black lives matter, and people don't seem to understand that.
Well,
that's why everybody's like, oh, all lives matter. Yes, bitch, we understand that. You fucking bunch of... There's a lot of male and female Karens.
Male and female Karens.
All lives matter shit. Like, motherfucker, if all lives mattered, why the fuck y'all killing the Black ones?
Yeah.
Like I just saw a video of a white guy being... Russell down to the ground. He got away. He took the fucking nightstick. He hit the cops with it. Then he took their car. And they pull out not one gun, not no stun gun, nothing. God forbid that would have been a person of color. Holy shit.
Well, it was a white cop that killed a Black person?
It's always a white cop that kills a Black person.
Not always, man. Sometimes it's Black on Black crime.
My bad. 99.9% of the time.
All right.
They got that 0.1.
When this whole Black Lives Matter movement kind of started a few years back, because this has been going on for a few years already.
What, the Black Lives Matter?
Yeah. This has been a movement already. Like, I remember when Trump...
Systematically, it's been going on for fucking decades, but the whole...
It's been part of social media. Yeah, it's been about the social media movement the past few years, safe to say. I don't know when exactly it started, but I was one of those people in the beginning that was like, yo, fuck that. All lives matter. Fuck that. Only Black. Why do only Black lives matter? Right? And then...
That's where the understanding came into place. Though,
but
right?
It's all about wording, though. It's how you say it, though. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, a few years back when this whole thing started, I was doing my, like, fuck that all lives matter bullshit because, you know, I'm mixed race. And why the fuck surely Black lives matter? Fuck, Latinos go through the same fucking shit. You don't see Latinos, oh, Latinos matter. You know what I'm saying? You don't see us doing that shit. So
yeah,
it should be.
Black lives is for colors, all colors.
Yeah, but that's the shit because when you have a Latino fucking holding a Black Matter sign, you have a lot of African-American men, like the ones that are like real advocates to Black Lives Matter, saying that, you know, mm-hmm. that shit don't count. Latinos is their own shit. Latinos don't know what it's like to be 400 years of slavery and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I've heard that. I've heard that from people when I've done that. Latinos, you know, are the same. No, you're not. You don't know about this because 400 years ago, your great-great-grandparents weren't fucking slaves. Little did I know that 400 years ago, my great-great-grandparents might have been fucking slaves on a farm somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But that's besides the point. My thing is, I was one of those people like, all fucking lives matter, not just one. Why is it only just one? But now fast forward now to where we're at now, I had a talk, like a legit talk with an African-American guy that came up to my job. And we were talking about it, and I'm there like, yo, fuck that. All lives matter, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you know what? Like you just said before, all lives can't matter until all lives actually do matter. And right now, no one gives a fuck about the Black lives. So I stopped, and I thought about it. I was like, yo, you're fucking right.
And not to sound like I'm boasting, but I picked up on that from day one. I understood that. I was like, because when people started saying that all lives matter, it already clicked in my head. I was like, how the fuck do all lives don't matter if y'all don't give a fuck about black lives?
Yeah.
That don't make no fucking sense.
If you don't care about, fuck, not even if it was about blacks, let's say Indian, Latino.
It's just color, bro. It's all about fucking color.
But if one of those type of lives don't matter, then all lives will never matter. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what the guy came up to me with. He was like, yo, aunt, like for real. He was like, you're going to sit there and tell me that the white man has the same exact privileges as the black man? Does the black man and a white man could live the same exact life? And I'm there like, nah, fuck no. You know what I'm saying? Because we were brought up different. He's like, but why? He goes, how are all lives going to matter if everybody doesn't care about all lives?
Yeah.
And he goes, that's why we don't have an All Lives Matter movement. You know, white people do that shit because they want to clump everybody together while they're on top. But he's like, we have to bring some type of knowledge or some self-awareness to black lives, because until black lives matter, all lives cannot matter.
Yeah, it's true.
That's when I stopped saying, yo, all lives matter. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, you know what? They're right. BLM. Hashtag BLM.
Like I said, with racism, people are like, oh, abolish racism, abolish this, abolish. You can't abolish something that's taught. You could throw a wrench in the game to help change their frame of mind. Nobody's asking you to like black people. Nobody's asking you to like white people. Nobody's asking you to like yellow people.
Or red.
Right? Those are the three systematic colors.
Don't forget red, homie. Don't forget red. You're a representative of the red community, brother.
But like I was saying though, nobody's asking you to like them. Just deal with it. That's what we're asking you. You could hate blacks. You could call them niggers. You could hate whites. You could call them crackers. You could hate yellows. You call them kinks. But keep your thoughts to yourself. Keep your hatred to yourself. You can be racist all you want.
It's hard.
Everybody has a little bit of racism in them, because every joke, everything that you say, it stems from some kind of racism.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm racist, but there is some kind of racism in me when my jokes come out. Otherwise, I wouldn't say those kind of things, but I find it funny. But I'm not going to sit here and say I hate blacks, I hate whites. No, because I actually like every fucking race. But
well, I could stand up for you and say that I've met some of your friends, and you have a weird cluster of friends from everywhere.
Exactly. Dude, my friends are Haitian, Puerto Rican, blacks, Chinese.
Indian.
I have Japanese friends. I have Korean friends.
You got black friends, white friends.
I'm of all nations. Like, I don't give a fuck where you come from. I really don't. I don't, I don't see color. But, like I said, there is racism in everybody.
Of course. Because that's something that everybody's raised with.
All you have to do to prevent this is learn how to fucking hide your racism.
Yeah.
Learn how to hide it. So that way, the world can fucking move on. Everybody can be about themselves and continue your day.
The problem with hiding stuff, though, the problem with hiding stuff is that, when you get pissed off, you no longer are hiding when you get pissed at something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're getting pissed off because of the color of the person's skin. Like I watch these videos and these people aren't doing anything. And then, it's all, I'm not going to say always, sorry, but a good percent of the chance it's a white person trying to degrade a black person, or a white person trying to degrade a Hispanic person because their fucking language. Like I see videos of people speaking Spanish, and then here comes Karen. You need to learn how to speak English. This is an English-speaking country. Like, bitch.
See?
If it bothers you, keep it to yourself and keep it trucking.
But see, I've had that happen to me. Where I'm half Latino, but I was raised white, which means that I'm Puerto Rican, and I don't speak Spanish. You know what I'm saying? And I've had Latinos come up to me telling me, how do you not speak your own native language? You're a disgrace to all your ancestors. Oh, that's a disgrace to your country. And I'm there looking at them like, last time I checked, when I was born in 1979, Puerto Rico was a Commonwealth of the United States. That means I'm American. If I was born in Puerto Rico, that would mean I'm American. I was actually born in New Jersey. Commonwealth is a fucking, Virginia is a Commonwealth. Pennsylvania is a fucking Commonwealth. All a Commonwealth is a fucking state that wants to be acknowledged as a self-independent, you know, thing. You know, they don't want to be lumped into all the other states.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, Puerto Rico is part of the fucking United States. Their money is American dollars. They don't have ruples or bolivars or whatever fuck other, you know, type of money that other countries have.
But they love to go to your country and get their fucking blonde hair braided with beads and sit on the beach and drink their fucking Mai Tais and mojitos, whatever the fuck they be drinking.
Something with Bacardi.
They love all that shit. They love all that shit. But
that's my shit.
God forbid it's in fucking Arkansas. God forbid there's a fucking Puerto Rican and a black in Arkansas. Or fucking, I don't know, whatever other hillbilly fucking towns they got.
West Virginia?
Like Atlanta. My wife wants to move to Atlanta.
Man, get the fuck out of here. You want to move to Atlanta?
That's what she wants to do.
I ain't going to talk shit about Atlanta, but...
It's not set in stone yet because we still got a lot of things to figure out, move to make and shit like that. And I got my oldest one that she don't want to leave because her little fucking boyfriend and her friends and shit. Me, personally, I don't give a fuck.
You don't want to move to Atlanta. You don't want to move to Atlanta, bro.
Like, I'm watching all this shit going on in Atlanta, and I'm like, yo, I can't be that person because I know very well how to mind my business, and I don't give a fuck if you're calling me a nigger and all this shit. But that shit doesn't bother me. Words do not bother me. Like, I've been called, oh, you stupid fucking nigger, and I'm looking at this person like, motherfucker, I look like a fucking Habibi. Where the fuck do you see nigger here?
Seriously.
And they start laughing like, dude.
That's when you got to correct them. Be like, squishy mark maker, motherfucker. Newspaper operator.
Like, nigga, call me a boo or something.
A boo.
What the fuck?
But it's ignorance, bro. It's ignorance.
It's a lot of ignorance. Like, I mean, I still experience new shit here and there. It doesn't bother me. I laugh at it. Like, I get in the elevator sometimes, and, you know, little white bitches in my building be clutching their bag and shit like, bitch, I'm paying the same rent you're paying.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck? I'm paying the same fucking rent. Like, go look at my car, bitch. I drive a fucking Subaru Outback. I drive the whitest car in America.
Yeah, that is kind of funny. I've had someone call me a nigger, and I that shit made me laugh. And I looked at the person. I had like a tear come out of my eye, and I was like, I've been telling my wife that for mad years. Thank you.
Yeah,
I do have a big dick. Right? Well, on my father's side.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've been joking around about that for years. I'm like, that's the reason why I have a big dick is because I'm African. Because if I was white, I'd have this little tiny baby dick.
But, yo, I
thanks,
do,
Dad.
I do have to say, man, there's a lot of white people for the whole Black Lives Matter movement.
Oh, of course. And I've seen the signs. You ain't see the signs where,
noticed,
like, I suck black dick?
Have you noticed? Yeah.
The fuck is that shit?
Yo, have you noticed, though, the whites that are just for the whites with the whole redneck shit, like, fuck this, fuck that, and they do that, they're doing the whole knee on the neck shit to prove a point that
oh yeah the superior. Knee and neck
you
challenge.
How fast these motherfuckers are losing their jobs?
Yo, quick!
Like,
my dude.
How the fuck are you getting these people information so fast, yo?
Fucking internet, it's a beautiful thing. Check it out, bro.
I
don't know if you've been on social media the last couple of days in our area, but there was this girl. I'm not gonna say her name, but she used to live in Union City. I think she lives in West New York now. She had posted up a video where she got cut off at, I guess, a stop sign or a red light. And she throws the M-bomb. She throws it, I think, three times. And then towards...
Wait, she lived around here?
Yeah. She grew up...
I thought she was from somewhere
else. Yo, she's on TMZ. This bitch is on Paris Hilton site. This bitch is on fucking World Star Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? Nah, she grew up in Union City. And she lives in West New York now. I only know that because on the Facebook page, they put her physical address on it. And now if you roll by her house, if you roll by her house, she has a 24-hour police detail right there. White privilege, right? Because she's Italian. If she was black, would they have parked the fucking car right there? I doubt it.
She, Hispanic.
Dude, she's got to be Hispanic because she looks Puerto Rican as fuck. I'm sorry.
That's the shit.
But she doesn't claim it.
Boggles me a little bit. I'm like, isn't this bitch Hispanic?
No. She tells people that she's fucking Italian because her last name is Italian. I guess her father might have been Italian.
Well, I don't know if she got a job or if she lost it.
No, she lost it.
To reiterate that black lady song, you's about to lose your job.
No, no. My dude, she posted up that shit. I think it was like on Friday. The same fucking day, people put, because she apparently works at Party City. I don't know if it was Ed.
That's why you posted.
Yeah, that's why I was like, Party City has an opening. That's why I posted that shit. Yo, people were fucking rambarding Party City's Instagram, Facebook, putting her video up on their page saying like, yo, this bitch needs to be fired. She works for your company. You know, black people stop shopping there, blah, blah, blah. Party City put a thing up saying that they've terminated her. I guess her contract, whatever.
Her employment.
Yeah, she knows.
I mean, is that like? I mean, it was probably what was feeding her and her kids, if she has any. But
yeah, she. And the funny part is, she has a kid.
Your shit up.
Check it out, though. If you go on her Facebook, because I think it's still live. If you go on her Facebook, she has two kids. I think they're both daughters. One daughter looks like she's half black. She got definitely some black in her somewhere.
Because, yo, if she's Italian women love black men.
Here's the shit, though. Not all Italians are white. Not all Italians are white, because you have black Italians. That's why the Italians from Sicily, they always say that's the where the black Italians live, you know.
Those are considered the black Italians.
The black Italians, yeah. That's why they always make fun of him. The boot is always kicking the Sicily out, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how Italy's like the shit, like boot?
Like, there's this movie on Netflix called 365 DNI. It's supposed to be 365 days.
Okay.
And it's about the Sicilian mob. And them niggas look like they're fucking Arabic.
Yeah, well.
Like, check that
out. All those countries are next to each other.
Like they're Arabic.
All those countries are next to each other, man. God knows. But I just find it funny.
At one point in the universe, all the countries were just
originated from Africa.
One piece of land.
All I know is that when you, anybody, I don't care where the fuck you come from, do Ancestry.com, do, what is it? Was it 23andMe? You could do any DNA shit, and that should have linked you to someone in Africa. Everybody. Yep. I don't give a fuck where you claim.
That's why a lot of people don't understand. Like, I've heard, why do they call it the motherland? America is the mother. Like, I've heard that shit before. I'm like,
how the fuck? How's America going to be the motherland when that was like one of the last countries to be fucking colonized?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've heard.
Because think about it. If you're calling something a motherland, it has to be the start.
Guess who's saying it, though?
Oh, white people.
Guess who's saying it?
White people.
Because blonde hair, blue eyes. Do you know where that comes from?
Blonde hair, blue eyes?
That comes from Africa.
Well, I don't know about that.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, and the Europeans.
South Africa.
The Europeans came in, snatched them, raped them, did what they had to do with them, and they started breeding blonde hair, blue eyes. Now, everywhere, anybody that's white with blonde hair, blue eyes, they think that stems from white people. That stems from Africans. Africans were blonde haired with blue eyes. Do your research, and you'll see. I'm not saying you. I'm talking to the listeners. Do your research and you'll see where that stems from.
Well, I've only met a handful of blonde-haired, blue-eyed Africans before in my life. And most of them were from South Africa, though.
No, well, South Africa is
a neighborhood?
Racist white part of Africa.
Well, that's where all the slave owners winded up, right? Isn't that where like they gravitated to with all their fucking money?
I guess. Like if I go to Africa, personally, if I get to travel, I want to go to Sudan. I want to go to Angola. I want to go to Zambia, fucking Niger, Algeria, Libya. I want to go to those places. I don't want to go to South Africa.
I just want to go on the African safari. I want to get chased by lions and shit. While I'm in the Jeep, though, I don't want to be getting chased by a tiger on foot.
Well, for that, you got to go to, like, Kenya, Tanzania, some shit like that. Well, it's probably anywhere, you know.
I want to go to the part where they show on TV. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to go into the jungle. I ain't trying to get killed or, you know, because some places in the world, they still have, like, those tribes that, like, are not touched by technology.
Yeah, of course. It got places in Africa that niggas don't even know what's going on in the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to walk into one of those spots. They be eating people and shit. I ain't trying to be fucking cannibals dinner and shit. I saw Hostel. Right.
For real, right? That shit was fucking hard. That's a horrible fucking movie.
Hell yeah. That shit was like South America too, right?
But see, hence, like going back to what we were saying, that's why it's called the motherland, because that's where everything originally originated from.
Yeah.
You know, like if you do your research, when white people get upset when they say black people built this country, because it's fucking true.
Yeah, well, blacks,
Chinese. If it wasn't for blacks, this country wouldn't be shit. They wouldn't have a fucking leg to stand on, because every movie you watch about slavery and racism, what was the white man doing? Looking dirty and smelly with a whip in his hand and a fucking beer or a glass with whiskey. Not doing nothing, because they were a lazy piece of shit. The hard workers were the blacks. And it's shit, like I don't know how more obvious it could be for people to see that. Like, yo, dude, you wouldn't have a leg to stand on if these motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, that's why they say America was built on the backs of slaves. And I'm not even talking just about African slaves. Because there was a point in time that we were migrating fucking Chinese people to help build the railroads. You know what I'm saying? So we could go west. And Chinese and blacks were fucking building those train tracks.
Yep.
You might have saw the one or two white people that they just came out of prison to help out, but yeah, man, this country was built on the backs of, you know, slaves. Even the Indians, fuck the Indians that were here before we got here, taking over their fucking lands and shit, getting them sick.
And you see, and that's the thing. That's another thing that they brought to light to my eyes, and like I started saying to myself, like, holy shit, how the fuck did I never notice that these motherfuckers have statues of colonizers, rapists, slave traders? You have
down south
blown 20-foot fucking statues of these people.
Well, that's because the South is proud, man. It's part of their heritage. That's what it is. You got to think about it, see, because we don't look all right. Let's see if I can phrase this the correct way while sounding politically correct. You had the North and the South, right? During the Civil War times. People in the South wanted to keep the slaves, to keep, you know, people working the fields and shit. People in the North were like, yo, we got that this shit. You know what I'm saying? I think the people in the North had more open minds. Maybe they're more liberal or whatever the word might be. You know what I'm saying? Than people down South. And then generation after generation after generation, these people still think the same way. So they, you know, they idolize those generals and, you know, those fucking people who are doing all that slave shit, because that's a part of their history, not ours. You know what I'm saying? We could look at it from the outside saying, yo, that's wrong. That Confederate flag is about racism. But to them, it's not. You know what I'm saying? They look at the Confederate flag the way we stand up for the American flag. We stand when the American flag. You're at an NFL game, right? And you stand up for that American flag, and you put your hand on your chest, and you're there singing the national anthem. What does that shit mean to you?
Honestly, to me,
yeah,
nothing. It's a fucking song.
It's a fucking song. See, for you, it's just a fucking song, but you still stand up.
No,
take off your hat.
I was trained. Well, I don't think I ever took off my hat, but I have stood up. Because I was trained to do that from young. But ever since the whole kneeling thing with Kaepernick, I don't give a fuck about the national anthem.
Because
I really don't, because to me, it's just a fucking song.
That's because the people that had to do with slavery, to them, that's not a good fucking meaning. That's not the flag doesn't symbolize that shit as it does to the people who do salute the flag. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I think Drew Brees put some shit up. I don't know exactly what he said, but he had made a comment about both his grandparents fought in the war, and the flag means to him their sacrifice. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck Drew Brees.
Well, see, a lot of people got pissed off when he said that. But why? Why doesn't he have that right to feel proud because his grandparents served in the war? You know what I'm saying?
No, no, he does. He does have that right. He does have that right.
But I think he picked a bad time to talk about that shit.
Is saying that he could speak his mind, but then LeBron James got to shut up and dribble. That's
racist.
That's a fucking issue.
See, I was saying this the other day to somebody.
You being that player, and you have that reporter saying that you should speak your mind. You should be the person to be like, listen, lady, you need to shut the fuck up. I'm speaking my mind for me.
Yeah.
You mind your business.
Well, supposedly we live in a country where people can speak their mind.
He should have blasted that bitch.
He should have
straight up blasted that bitch, but he didn't say anything.
Oh, you know why, though, right? Because LeBron would have blasted that bitch. She was a white lady, right? I assume?
No. LeBron, I don't know if he ever said anything or he came back. I really don't know. But I'm speaking on Drew Brees' part. Him being a white man in America with what's going on.
Yeah, he picked a bad time.
Playing with African-Americans?
He picked a bad time to talk about that. But again,
yeah.
we do live in a country where a person should be able to say how they feel. If he doesn't want to kneel down, he shouldn't have to kneel down, though.
No, he shouldn't.
He's not a black man living in America. You know what I'm saying? That whole kneeling thing, I think the whole kneeling thing, every black or African-American athlete or whoever, they should all kneel down. You know what I'm saying? I think they have that right to do so because they're protesting the fucking all these years of being treated differently. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but check it. When Kaepernick was doing it and they were threatening other players, if you fucking kneel, you won't get your pay, you won't get to play,
That was more of a corporate thing, though, because the NFL had just signed a big-ass contract with the fucking, you know, with God knows who it was, that they need to support the American troops and, you know, salute the flag. It's hard to do that when you just got paid, that you're going to make all your teams stand up and salute this flag to honor the soldiers, and now you have people protesting. You feel me? You had Kaepernick protesting the whole flag thing at a time when the NFL just got a big-ass kickback from the American government to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because wasn't nobody bitching and complaining fucking 20 years ago when people were doing this, you know, protesting against the flag? It was like, all right, whatever. NFL made a big deal about it. The fucking president made a big deal about it because apparently someone's pockets got greased and everyone was supposed to be unified.
Yep.
And it's fucked up because I was talking to somebody the other day and I was like, you know what? The last time that you could honestly say that everybody was saluting that flag and everybody was happy to be American and everybody was standing together as one, the last time I saw that was during 9/11.
For real.
Because 9/11 happened and I don't give a fuck what part of the country you lived in. You could have been in the redneck fucking of Mississippi. You could have been all the way fucking in Washington State. Everybody was proud to be American. Everyone saluted their flag. Yep. Everyone had their flags hanging high. You know what I'm saying? And everyone unified against the Taliban or anyone who looked Taliban and Indians and Native Americans.
I'm a very proud American. I love my country. I love this country. I was born here. You know, I'm raising my kids here. Everything.
Nigga, I got two flags in the back of my truck. Shit.
I'm also proud of where my parents came from, you know? I'm not a citizen of there, but I'm proud of that country as well.
Yeah.
But
you represent Trini's flag, too.
It needs to fix itself within.
Yeah.
Within, and like I said earlier when we started the show, it's fine to be racist.
Well, it's not fine to be racist. Be racist to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it to yourself, dude.
You can't really condone racism, you know what I'm saying?
You don't like white people, you don't like yellow people. Just keep it to your fucking self. The world don't need to know it. If this happens, then you're fucking burning down establishments, you're robbing establishments.
That's another thing I don't get. How are you going to sit there and try to protest Black Lives Matter and then you're there robbing the Nike store?
But then who's doing it? They're being paid to do it because I've seen videos of people paying people destroy shit. And it's white people paying. It's cops paying. Cops putting bricks.
Ain't nobody forcing. Ain't nobody. Dude.
And they know.
If I put a gun in your hand.
These young, ignorant blacks who have no money and it's a come up for them, they're going to fucking do it. So they're taking advantage. And if you're stupid enough to be taken advantage of, then what you get, the repercussions of what the NYPD LAPD or whatever PD will show a force to lock you up to stop what you're doing, it's justified. You were paid to do a crime. You did it. You got caught. It's justified. Like, I have cops. I'm not saying what cops do, like killing people and shit. No. I ain't with none of that shit, because I have friends that are fucking cops, very close friends, brothers that are fucking cops, and they don't like what's going on, but they have to protect themselves when they're fucking out there.
Of course.
They do, you know? And, like, my boys will be like, yo, nigga, I ain't doing none of that dumb shit. You know, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to put you in cuffs, put you back in the car. I ain't putting my knee on your neck. I ain't doing none of that shit. There's no need for any of that. But the ones that feel the need for that, and I can honestly say, is that these are the motherfuckers that were just straight up herbs. Like, these motherfuckers stood no chance growing up. They got big, they fucking on their roids, they got a little badge, they got a gun, they got power now. And then the color of their skin makes them exempt from doing all the bad shit.
Well,
you know, they could do what they want and get away with it. And get, like black cops that have done wrong shit, they've been fired, they've been jailed, right?
Yeah.
The chokehold law, that shit has been banned for how long? Motherfucker killed this dude, Eric, whatever his name was, and he gets away with it. He still has a fucking job. How is that fucking possible if you did something that's illegal?
Yep.
In your line of work?
Yep.
In your line of work, you used an illegal force to take somebody down and you ended up killing them, and you still have a fucking job?
Yeah.
That shit don't make no sense.
It happens, though. It happens.
Yeah,
the thing with cops is that cops is just like any other job. It's a job.
If I work at Foot Locker and I steal 6 pairs of sneakers, you call the cops, I'm going to fucking jail for theft.
Yeah, but if you work in Foot Locker and you're a cashier and you have $1,500 in that cash register, and at the end of the day, now you only have 13, you know, should you be fired? It's not your fault. It's not your fault that you're a shitty ass fuck. Yeah, but how do they know you stole? You might have just given people the incorrect change because you're bad at math.
Yeah, but you will get fired.
See, the problem with cops, they'll write you up like one or two times before they get fired. I used to work retail. But the problem is that people look at cops and they don't look at it like, oh, that's a job. You're looking at these cops like, oh, these are just fucking pieces of shit people, and, you know, they want to fucking hurt us and blah, blah, blah. You know, at the end of the day, being a cop is a fucking job, just like being a cashier at Foot Locker is a fucking job. Not everybody who gets hired is the best person for that job, but they got the job. You know what I'm saying? There's been plenty of times I've gone to Foot Locker or I've gone to Walmart and I've asked people for help there, and they look at you like, nigga, what the fuck you bothering me for? Because it's your fucking job. You work here. I need help, motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know everyone's experienced this. I don't care where it's been. Walmart, Sam's Club, ShopRite, wherever, Foot Locker. Police is a job. It's the same thing. Sometimes people slip through the cracks and they get hired, and they're not the best person for that job. If you're a person with anger management issues, you shouldn't be a fucking cop. I wanted to be a cop growing up. I wanted to be a cop growing up. I have met anger management issues. I would have been a terrible cop.
It's a place of employment's job to weed that out.
Yeah, but
not to.
Dude, how many times in your life have you applied for a job and you bullshitted on that application and got the job? I've done it dozens of times. Every time, oh, do you have experience doing this? Oh, of course I do.
I literally only worked in 2 places. Other than that, I've worked for myself.
All right, so you're betting 50-50 then, because you lied once. So out of 2 jobs, you had to lie once and you got hired. But everyone's done it. Everyone bullshits on their fucking application.
No, it's cool. It's cool to lie on your application and get the job, especially if you need it to feed yourself and your family. I'm all for it.
Now, imagine this, though.
Imagine this.
You're a cashier, or you work at Walmart, and you're doing your job. You're fucking folding your clothes, or you're putting away your can of peas, and a fight breaks out in the middle of fucking aisle. You're a worker, you know. You go over there, you try to break it up. Now you're in the middle of these 2 guys, and you're getting your ass whooped. What do you do? You have to protect yourself, right?
Yeah.
So you either jump away from the fight or you get into it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might get into it and you're breaking them up. Maybe somebody helps you and you pull the two guys away and you hold the guys down until the fucking police get there, right?
Okay.
All right. The problem with being a cop is you're the motherfucker, whether you want to or not, who has to break up that fight. You see two people banging out in the street. You don't know if they got guns. You don't know if they got knives. You don't know if they're gangbangers or just mom and pops, you know, they're hanging out on the street and they're drunk and they're pissed off. You got to break up that fight. You risk your life every single day when you fucking punch in. You know, every day you punch into work, you have to wonder, is today the day I get shot at? Is today I get stabbed? Is today the day that the fucking Crips or the Bloods or whoever gang that's in your neighborhood fucking catches me by myself today? You know what I'm saying? That's a shitty ass job. That's a very high, stressful-ass job.
And now, it's a dangerous one, too. It's a dangerous one, too.
Yeah, of course. So you can't sit there. You know, people can't sit there. People can't just sit there and be like, oh, all cops are dicks and fuck them and fuck the police. Yo, these motherfuckers go every day and they punch in and they're risking their lives for people they don't know. Because let's face it. You might, I know you know a few cop, you've got a couple cop friends, but how many times have you been pulled over or you've been robbed or mugged and you called the police and your friend came? No. It's always the cop that's on duty, whatever cop is in that district. You know, he doesn't know you.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying.
Someone robs your house. Someone. A lot of cops are assholes, but every job has assholes. Like at my job. Yep. At my job, I am the asshole. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one that's quick to get into a fight, you know, get into an argument with someone at work. I'm the one who busts people's balls. If I was a cop, I'd be the guy that's on the news. You feel me?
I don't know.
I'm not saying, you know, I'm racist like, and I would have stayed on his neck because I have a heart.
I couldn't tolerate that shit. If I was a cop and I saw my partner doing that shit, I would have tackled him to get him off. Be like, yo, my nigga, he's already cut.
Definitely.
And on the
floor. But when you hear the whole story, right, the cop who was on the neck was a training officer, and one of the other officers out of the four that were there is one of the people he was training. Because one of those cops was only the fourth day on his job.
Yeah.
So you got a guy who, if you're a training officer, I totally assume you're like a senior officer. I don't know how that works. But you figure, fuck,
he years on the force.
He might have been the only senior officer there.
Bro. The nigga had like 19 cases against him.
But then again, like, what kind of neighborhood is he working in? What kind of neighborhood is he working in? Is he working in a low crime, a low crime area? Or is it a high crime area?
Don't know.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know the situations, though. All we know is that, yeah, he shot a Latino man and killed him. And now he killed this African American man. That's all we know because that's all the news has told us.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he was a shitty ass cop. That happens because, you know, 17 years ago, someone made the decision to hire this fucking guy and he just worked his way up the ranks.
How about last Friday when the one dude, he was just running away from the cops and you're going to fucking shoot to kill? Really?
Well,
he's running away. He has no gun, he has nothing.
But did the cops say stop and I'll shoot? Did the cop scream, stop, while I shoot?
No. He just pulled out and started shooting. Dude, watch the video.
I haven't seen that shit.
Pulled out his shot.
Dude, I seen a video where they were trying to fire a white cop. I think he was white. For punching a African-American woman. The African-American woman, the guy's in the middle of the street directing traffic. She almost hits him with the car. Right? Then she pops a U-turn and comes back at him. And she stops the car right in front of his feet. But it looked like she was going to hit him. So you see him grab his gun. He doesn't pull it out, but he grabs it. He goes up to the car, tells her to come out. And, you know, she's an angry woman, yelling, screaming, racial slurs and whatever the hell that she was saying, getting all up in his face. He's trying to, you know, I guess, put the cuffs on her. And she's a bigger woman than he is. So she's kind of like, you know, I want to say protesting.
Yeah.
And then a black cop comes out of nowhere, and this lady comes and swings at the white cop. I think she swings twice. I don't know if she hits him because the camera angle is bad, but the black cop comes out of nowhere, gives her a right hook, and boom, lights out.
All right, then. She fucking deserved that.
But her family's trying to get the white cop fired. The white cop didn't touch her, though.
Well, if there's proof, if there's a video to show what she did, then
if that happens,
she'll probably end up in jail. Fuck her.
Yeah, well, you try to hit a fucking cop with a car, that's vehicular manslaughter. I don't care what what race you are.
How much of a pussy you got to be to always want to pull your fucking gun. If you got to always pull your gun when you're doing a traffic stop or something, when the person has their fucking hand up and they're talking to you politely and like...
If someone's driving towards you in a vehicle, they're using that vehicle as a weapon.
No. I'm not talking about that incident. I'm talking about when somebody's pulled over and they got their hands on the steering wheel.
Some people aren't fighters, though. You know what I'm saying? Some people aren't fighters. Some people aren't born to fight.
People, when you see the video, as an employer, once you get back to the depot, you are terminated. Because you're too fucking weak for this job. You had to pull your gun on somebody that was cooperating with you.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're fucking scared for your life? Nobody told your pussy ass to become a fucking cop if you're always going to claim that you were scared for your life. Don't be a cop.
You know what it is, though? I think what happens is a lot of time, a lot of people think, like, that shit won't happen to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's like everybody's been giving, like, what's that shit? For first responders, you know, giving food away to nurses and all that other shit and, you know, planes flying by for the first responders. When you sign up to become a nurse or a doctor, you got to know at some point in your job, you're going to deal with an emergency situation. Not everybody who's a nurse or a doctor is equipped mentally to deal with every single emergency or disaster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
This COVID shit hit, and every fucking hospital and everywhere was getting blown up. I had a lot of people that I know that are like doctors, that are nurses, that they're like, oh, this ain't right, this ain't fair. It's like, yo, you know what? You signed up to be a doctor. You signed up to be a nurse. You signed up that if some shit ever went down, you took an oath. You know what I'm saying? Just like the cops. You're here to fucking protect. Now what, I got to clap and, you know, give you a fucking pat on the back for doing your job? Same shit with cops, though. You became a cop. You signed up for this shit.
I said that shit many times. Like, yo, like, I'm not putting down the whole... 7 p.m. banging of the pots and clapping, da da da. Dude, this was your job from the jump.
Yeah.
It's just a lot busier now.
Yeah.
You know, my best friend is damn near a doctor. And, like she jokes about what's going on in the world because she's just a comedic, humorous person. You know, she looks at life and she enjoys it.
Yeah.
But I'm not there saying thank you. No, that's your fucking job. Ain't nobody telling me thank you when I'm out in fucking negative 20 degrees delivering fucking wine to the liquor store for you for when you get off of work to go buy that shit, sit home and relax, right? Ain't nobody telling me thank you.
Ain't nobody giving you a pat on the back, Rob? Job. Ain't nobody giving you a pat on the back like, yo, Rob, this drink is for you, homie. Thanks. Thanks for delivering that shit.
Ain't nobody saying that because that's my fucking job. So if you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're doing this, you're doing that, it's just a busier few months.
Welcome to the real world. Some days are easy, some days are hard.
Welcome to the world of work.
Word. Yo, you know what? Sometimes you're going to have a bad day.
How many times have I gone into the hospital in the emergency room and you're just sitting there and you're watching all of them talk, walk by each other, do this, do that. All that shit you see on TV.
They're all on break.
I don't know, ER, Grey's Anatomy, that they're always fucking busy and running around. Oh my God, I got to go save this life. That's all a fucking lie.
Well,
that's all a fucking lie. Go sit your ass in the emergency room and see how fucking lazy these niggas are. They just walk around and you ask them questions, they get pissed off.
See,
are you fucking mad I'm asking you a question?
That's the shit with TV. Like you said, you watch these TV shows like ER and WebMD, whatever.
False view.
But why does that got to be a false view? You know, to me, what I see nurses and doctors do on TV, that is reality. Like that's how every hospital should be.
That's how it should be.
So when I walk into a hospital that has 800,000 COVID patients and the nurses and doctors are running around like crazy, welcome to the show, motherfuckers.
Well, you know?
But like we were saying before, like at the end of the day, if you choose to become a police officer, you got to know at some point in time in your career, you're going to be dealing with life and death situations, and you got to be able to handle that shit and not crack.
And not crack.
A lot of these motherfuckers crack under pressure, which sucks.
They crack under skin color. They crack under
That's what happens when you give racist people those type of jobs, though. But that's what happens sometimes. You know what I'm saying? There's racist people in every fucking job.
Yeah, there is, of course.
I've had a black guy come up into my job talking shit about other black people. I'm looking at him like, yo, you sound like the most racist son of a bitch towards black people I ever met. And he's black. And then he's sitting there telling me how he hates his people. I'm looking at him like, now I understand where that word Uncle Tom comes from. Like, it comes from people like you. I get it now. I never understood it before until right now.
Like back in the country where my parents are from, there's Indians and there's blacks, right? The Indians are racist towards the blacks, and the blacks are somewhat racist towards the Indians, but it's only because of the Indians being racist, because I don't believe the blacks had any qualm with them, but...
Well, the Indians are probably pissed off that they took over their land.
Color. You motherfuckers are under the sun for 12 hours out of the day. Everybody's dark down there.
Yep.
How the fuck are you racist?
But again, I think it comes down to the whole fucking Spaniards, though. It's the Spaniards' fault.
My grandmother did not like black people. She did not like black people. But her son, my father, dark as shit.
Well, that's the
my
shit, though.
My father was fucking dark.
All right, so Trinidad, like, you're saying a lot of people are either African or they're West Indian, right?
Yes.
All right, the problem I can see why Indians don't like the blacks is the blacks got dropped off in their slave ships. They got dropped off, and they took over the fucking country. You know, they took over whatever parts that they are in control of now. So think about it. If you were a native of that country, you just got pushed to another side of the island. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, cool, I got to live over here now.
Well, a lot of blacks were brought in to be slaves because it was a British colony.
Yeah, and then the fucking Brits left.
Yeah.
And they left the fucking slaves there. That happened all over the Caribbean. Look at DR and Haiti. Half of DR is Dominicans, the other half is Haitians, and they have their shit separated.
But the thing is, Dominicans think they're not black, dude. You stem from black culture.
Depends. Because the last 2 weeks, a lot of Dominicans have been throwing up that Black Lives Matter movement signs and stuff, that they're black.
Well,
now.
The ones that understand.
Because I've seen a lot of people who were talking shit about blacks 3 weeks ago. They're all about Black Lives now.
Stay woke. I don't say none of that shit. I don't. All that woke shit is, like, immature. It's very immature to me. Stay woke. Yeah. Be woke. The fuck, shut the fuck up. Pay attention. Well, educate yourself.
What was a couple of days ago, I had somebody talking shit on Facebook, and I was going back and forth with her. And then her daughter, who I guess is a Black Lives Matter movement person, decided that she was going to chime in and defend her mom. And I'm there like, look, little girl, this is the problem. I get where you're coming from. And if you actually listen to the shit that I'm telling your mom basically that she's stupid for thinking the way she thinks. You know what I'm saying? She thinks that if people are rioting people's businesses, that it's all right, because those people have insurance for a reason. That was her whole stick. My wife is a business owner. You know what I'm saying? And we have insurance. And when people riot our business and steal and burn our shit down, you know what the insurance tells us? We're sorry. That's not covered.
Yeah.
So then what happens to our business? We're forced to shut down because some stupid-ass motherfucker wanted to throw a brick through the window and rob us blind and then put the shit on fire or whatever. You know, you lose money. Not to mention the fact that we haven't been able to open because this whole COVID-19 shit, you know what I'm saying? COVID, whatever. So it's like...
That's another thing that with the whole doctors and nurses. I understand your job is dangerous, but you chose that job. But at least... You're fucking working. You're collecting a paycheck.
Yep.
My business, I had to shut my business down.
My dude.
You, your wife, had to shut her business. No income.
No.
Ain't nobody fucking sticking up.
No small business loans. None of that
Ain't
shit.
Ain't nobody helping me pay my fucking rent.
Nope.
Ain't nobody putting food on the table for my kids.
No.
I had to figure all that shit out.
No rent breaks either.
And myself.
No breaks on the rent. No help from the government. Still haven't gotten an unemployment check.
That small business association shit.
Yeah,
they didn't give me nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I applied for small personal loans.
Yep.
Denied. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yep.
Like, how the fuck are we supposed to do? Like, you're talking about opening up the economy to bring the. How the fuck are we gonna bring the economy up with no fucking money?
Yep. All right, homie. Think it's about that time.
Yes, sir.
All right. This is another episode today of NYNJ Real Talk with Ray.
And Rob. And we out of here.
And we are out. Peace.